Well, here we are again. I'm super fucking frustrated. I just kind of got done crying. I don't know if I'm done crying. But I'm fucking pissed because I have probably recorded like 6 episodes in between here. And it was like, the first one was like kind of jam-packed, I felt like. And so I decided that I was gonna just make that into like 2 different episodes, like 2 different topics, because I did tie them together in a way, but I think like they would be fine. Like I would just release like one week and one the next week. Like I still want them close, but they don't need to be in the same episode. And so yeah, I re-recorded kind of both of them multiple times, because these two are like, now we're starting to get more personal. Like I haven't had to re-record anything that I've put out so far. But yeah, these ones are pretty like honest and just like kind of deeper. And so like I'm trying to like really say what I want to say, how I want to say it. And so yeah, I've just been re-recording them, and it was just like a fucking lot. And then one of them, like I just ended up, God, it was so fucking much. I literally, like, I tried to do the video with it so I could start doing that. I've got a whole, like, setup. And I finally recorded it on Monday, and it was 1 hour and 45 minutes. And it was, like, golden. I was like, yeah, it's longer than I want to do. I want to stick around kind of an hour. But that one was just, like, really good. I had a lot to say, obviously. And yeah, it's gone. I don't know what happened. I do know what happened. So I have a hard drive that I've been uploading everything to, so I'm not taking up all the storage on this computer. And the hard drive is being a fucking pain in my ass, and I don't even know if it's saving my shit. And so I don't fucking know. But I've been uploading it to this one website who is just like kind of a database, like it just kind of stores everything. And this last one I recorded, I was just like super fucking tired afterward, and so I just closed the computer and didn't save it. But that's also annoying, because I've done that with other ones, and then the next time I open the computer, it's all fucking right there, open in the app, like everything. So that super fucking sucks. And yeah, I just cried a lot, which I was like, I didn't really like think that I would be that upset about this, but I don't know. That was just like my best episode so far. So it's like, and I have the video recording on my phone, and there's super fucking shitty audio. I don't know. Fuck me. Oh my god, that is so annoying. I'm literally so mad, because it's like, I feel like I really like put a lot of effort into that episode. So that really blows. But, and I'm not doing video today, because obviously I've just been fucking sitting here crying, and I'm just like, fuck this right now. Because this episode this week, like, yeah, I kept on having to re-record it, and I kept not liking the ones I was recording, and so I was like, oh, fuck, like, I was stressed, because I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna have something to post, because in the, like, all the other episodes, I've kind of been a week ahead, and I've recorded a ton of episodes just for bucks, but I don't know, God, I was so stressed out about that. And then Monday, I was like, no, that was really good, like, I felt really good about that one, and I was finally gonna have video with it. And, yeah, now it's fucking gone. Gone. But, whatever. I don't know. I might listen to the video later and see how super shitty that sounds. And it's like, maybe I can, I have no idea. Maybe I can do something with that. But, anyway. So, yeah, I just don't even want to fuck with that at all right now. So I'm not even gonna try to re-record that episode again right now. I don't care, I'm fucking over it. But I'm gonna do the other one that, like, I was splitting them off into 2 different episodes. So yeah, that topic we're just gonna throw everything of that away right now because I'm so fucking pissed off. But the topic that we're gonna talk about today is relationships. God, a fuck. I'm really trying to get my tone different. I'm trying to fucking cheer myself up right now because I'm super fucking pissed and like that's so discouraging. Like, God, that really fucking sucks. I can't believe that happened. But, you know, it's fine. Anyway, so yeah, today we're going to talk about relationships. And I have my little notes. I didn't make an outline, but I don't know. I would just like, I feel like I've kind of got a lot of the podcast shit together. And like, I'm about to start doing video. Like, that is fun. And so, like, I feel like what else is like, what else do I want to do? And I just want to kind of be able to really record. Like, I think I still don't want to have a full topic and theme. And actually, okay, I want to have a theme for every episode, I think, is what I want. Instead of having a theme of the podcast, like, I don't want a full outline. I don't want to have every single talking point and, like, everything I want to say about it. I just kind of want to have a few ideas and a few things that I can like come back to if I'm getting stuck. And so, yeah, I don't know. That's my plan. I don't fucking know. Oh God, I'm so fucking mad right now. This is so annoying. I don't even know. I'm like, God, I can't do it. But, you know, no pressure, except for the fact that now there's pressure because I committed to posting on Wednesdays. So, which I want to do that, but I don't know. If I feel like if I need to do that for myself today, I will. But I don't know. We're going to see. We're here. We're trying. We're testing it out. And if it goes good, great. But if it doesn't, like, honestly, I've been stressed about this for a few days. Just trying to get the episode recorded. And then right now, because it's gone, I'm just like, oh my fuck. I can't. Wow. I don't know. I've been super like overwhelmed the past couple days. Let me just get this off my chest and then we'll get into what we're talking about. So hopefully my head is kind of clear. Yeah, this week has just been kind of fucking shit. It's Wednesday, but I feel like I've kind of been like feeling like, well, no, I guess just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Sunday I felt good. No. I don't know. I think, let's see, I don't know, probably the last week, because I knew that I didn't have anything recorded for the next episode, but I don't know, I've been exhausted, I guess. I don't know, this is so boring. I'm like, skip all of this. I hope you haven't listened to a word I've said, because what the fucking shit, bro. Okay, I'm gonna pause real quick. I'm gonna take a drink, take a little deep breath. Okay, I'm back. I've got a little refresh. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, today we're going to talk about relationships, just because I feel like this, yeah, like I said, kind of goes hand in hand with the other episode, which the theme, I guess, like the topic is, it's that like TikTok trend where it's like, oh, if you ask me this, I would say this, but if you ask me on a deeper level, blah, 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 blah. And it's like super like, I don't know, just like deeper feelings about something. Yeah, then I just have like, I don't know. I mean, now that I've recorded it 20 fucking times, I feel like I kind of know like all the directions I'm going in with that. But I don't know. Also, if I go in new directions, that's fine too. That's what I want. That feels more real, because it's like, I don't just want to be fucking reading a whole script. That's no fun. But anyway, yeah. So there's deeper level, and then I start talking about relationships, and I just feel like relationships have formed who I am so much. I think that's kind of like across the board, everyone feels that way, but I don't know. I just like, I don't, I, in the next few episodes, I want to really get deep into, like kind of my life, and like really, we're going to start getting super vulnerable. But, so I'm just kind of, like, building up to that, because I feel like this is just, like, we're definitely getting deeper than surface level, but we're not, like, balls fucking deep yet, okay? And so I just want to kind of talk about, like, some themes in my relationships and some, like, habits. I don't know. So, anyway. Yeah, I think some unhealthy habits that I have in my relationships is I'm pretty passive. And that has definitely never ended up well. Literally ever. I think that's kind of, like, yeah, a theme of my relationships throughout. Like, I feel like a lot of them have hurt because I was pretty passive. And I'm not saying that's the only reason. I'm not, like, I'm not taking the blame for everything, baby. I'm just saying, like, if I wasn't passive, things could have definitely been different. But I think I said in a few episodes ago that I grew up in a pretty passive household. Like, me and my mom's relationship. Yeah, I definitely said this. But anyway, and then also, I had this one relationship whenever I was pretty young, and I don't know, like, it was definitely pretty unhealthy for a lot of reasons, and I think this relationship really, like, influenced me to become more passive. Like, that just seemed like the safer route to take. And then since then, yeah, I've definitely been pretty passive. And even up to date, like, in my current relationships, I can see myself being passive. But I do want to say I have gotten a lot fucking better. Like, I think I'm more confrontational than some of my friends, which is, like, insane. And it's so cool because I just now had to have a few confrontations recently because, like, I was just, and it's, like, confrontation isn't a bad thing. Like, people say that, like, it's just a bad word, and I just don't feel like it is. I feel like confrontation is honestly the healthiest route to take, especially if you have, like, super open communication and can just, like, say what's on your mind right then, like, as soon as it happens, just so it's not building up. My definition of passive, let me start there, is, like, yeah, if something happens and you feel not great or, like, any type of way about it, instead of saying it and communicating it with said person you're in relationship with, then you just kind of internalize it and either are spiraling and losing your mind about it, and so you're not even present in the moment, you're not really, nothing is happening, you're just fucking spiraling into this pissed off, and it's, like, on a loop in your brain. And it's like, yeah, that fucking sucks. Or you don't even have time to deal with it, so you just take it all in, completely internalize it, and sit on it. And then the next time something happens, it comes up again. And then you're like, oh, fuck you for this and fuck you for that. And, like, yeah, then you just take that in and sit on it again. And, yeah, I definitely am a lot better than I used to be. Me and my friends right now, like, all the relationships that I'm in with, that I'm in right now, like, we have great, they're honestly so good. Like, these are the healthiest relationships that I've ever been in. I think I know everyone's heart, and I think that's kind of what I'm looking for in relationship, is, like, I just want to know you have a good open heart. Like, that is what is important, because I want the intention to be clear always. And so it's like, yeah, it's like, some, obviously we don't agree with everything we say, and we say a lot of, like, shit that, like, maybe we shouldn't have said or didn't think that deeply about, like, and so being able to just be like, oh fuck, like, let's just clear the air right now, healthy, super healthy for me. And so, yeah, that's kind of what's been happening. And, like, let's see, over the past couple of weeks, I don't know. I mean, today I feel like I'm in a great spot with everyone, I guess. But I don't know. Like, I had to have a few conversations. Like, oh, okay. So I'll just give a quick little, like, tiny piece of the story. I had to have this one confrontation, and I was like, hey, like, I was like, I just have to tell you something, like, I kind of, like, wanted to take some space, and like I've just had a few different things on my mind, and then I bring them up and then we talk about them, and this person is very open and receiving and understands where I'm coming from, and so it's like cool. Like I just feel like so reconnected with her, and like I just felt like we were in a great spot, and so it was like, yeah, that's great. And so then a few days go by, she reaches out to me and she's like, hey, like I just like want to talk a little bit more about our conversation we had the other day. And so I'm like, oh my god, yeah, cool, like I'll call you as soon as I get a chance. And so I call her, and then she's able to bring something to me. She was like, so in the conversation I said that I didn't want to be around her. I was like, something along those lines. I was like, obviously I just like, that was not how I wanted to say it at all. I just wanted, yeah, like a little bit of space. I just wanted some time to think. It's not like I wanted, yeah, I shouldn't have said it like that. Like I should have just, yeah, you just have to be careful with your words, because it's like, obviously. And then whenever we're talking about this, she's like, oh yeah, like that just kind of like seemed harsh. And I was like, oh my god, yeah, like that makes so much sense. Like, yeah, that does seem fucking harsh. But, and then I was able to share my perspective, and then we just like, yeah, talked that through and moved right on. It was a 5-minute conversation, and it's like, that's just so much more healthy than letting things build up and then it's like you either explode or you go completely numb inside and you're just like completely closed off from this relationship. Like, it's not gonna be able to get any deeper. And so I just think this was so awesome. I like, obviously it's hard to have the conversations, but once you do, like, I just feel like it makes it so much more honest, just because you can kind of be super present in the moment and you don't have like these like subconscious thoughts of like hate or not hate, like resentment, that's a better word, just building up in your head. And so yeah, and it's like, you know what's even really fucking cool is like this person also like grew up pretty passive, and so like we're kind of like both working on this together. And so it was so cool that it was like, yeah, like I was able to come up, because I had honestly let it build up a little bit. Like there was a few situations that, I don't know, I think we talked through a little bit, but I don't think I really felt like completely like over it, I guess. And so yeah, I didn't even realize that. And so yeah, subconsciously they were just sitting in the back of my head all the time, and then there was just like a little cherry on top. And yeah, so whenever I talked to this person, I was like, hey, like I just have to tell you something. And then yeah, I was like, I didn't want to be around you, like I just felt like blah blah blah. And yeah, so yeah, and she was like super open, which I think is so cool. Like I feel so lucky, because it's like so nice to be in relationship with someone who is just like open. They're trying to grow too, and so it's like we're both, yeah, just kind of there for each other. And so yeah, I brought this up, and like obviously yes, it was still really hard, like we were both crying. And then she, yeah, like I felt like I said everything I need to say, and so I felt over it. But then yeah, a few days later we were able to talk again, because she didn't feel over it at this point. And yeah, like another little like 5-minute conversation, and bow, like we were both like able to share every single thing that was on her mind and just like make sure that there's no like misperceptions or anything. And so it was so beautiful. And then it was like the other day, me, this is my best friend, and on one of my best friends, and so on Sunday we were able to hang out, and we were just like, oh my god, like I feel so good about our friendship. Like this just feels super like good and healthy, because yeah, now we can both be present in the moment in our relationship. We're not like, yeah, sitting on anything, and we just have open communication. And it was so much fun. Oh my god, I got these Chilbos, like the inflatable couches that you have to like run with and shit. I got 2 of those, and honestly I got a fucking bargain. I don't know if I said this already, but Yeah, it's a Chilbo. Just look it up. The Coochie Couch. One of those. And so I bought that. And then I went to return it. And they were like, oh, you can keep it. And then I bought another one because I wanted the one with the flapper, the lazy bone. And so they sent me that. And so now I have fucking two. And I'm so excited. It's perfect. So yeah, we went to the square and just laid on those. And it was so much fun. And we did so much shit. It was awesome. And then, and the weather was beautiful, and today the weather sucks. Of course, on my day off, boo. But, whatever. Anyway, a little bit of a tangent. So now, like, we're feeling super connected, we're feeling super great, and then it's like, my relationships with, yeah, I've had to have, yeah, like, three conversations over the past little bit, and it's like, it's not, and these aren't, like, conversations. I feel like, what I'm saying and explaining, I feel like has, like, a bad connotation, but it's, like, honestly, these are so quick, and you have to choose your heart a little bit, so it's, like, okay, I can either, yeah, choose to be passive and just resent you, or I can just bring this up, and we'll just be, like, shitty for, like, 5 minutes, because we're not there to fight, we're just there to be, like, hey, blah, blah, blah. Literally just clear the air, that's it, and so I think this is healthy. I feel like I'm in an argument, and I feel like you guys are like, no, like, this is, like, you're always fighting, blah, 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 and it's, like, literally not a fight at all, like, not even a thing. I'm just like, oh, hey, da-da-da-da. And, yeah, so, I mean, sometimes we cry and get emotional, but I think getting vulnerable is really good. I want to get deeper every chance I get, so I love crying. I love to cry all the time. I don't think it's, like, because people will be like, oh my god, like, it's so exhausting fighting, and it's so exhausting arguing in this. And you know what I believe is that if you're fighting the fight, it's talking your feelings isn't what is exhausting. It's the fact that you're fighting feeling. You are fighting feeling your feelings. And that's why it's exhausting, because it's really hard to not just, like, feel whenever your body is feeling and not let that out. And so bow. That, I feel like that sounds, like, poetic, but the way I just said it sounded so, like, illiterate. Oh god. But yeah, pretty much whenever you're fighting and you're feeling exhausted, that's because you're fighting your feelings. That's not because you're feeling vulnerable and feeling this moment. I just want to feel this moment. So you just have to fucking let it out, because then life is just so much realer that way, you guys. It's so much realer whenever you just actually fucking feel everything. I think that is really important. Like, I really, yeah. So that's how I feel about all my relationships right now. I think they're super healthy, and I think that being passive is one of my more, wow, something that needs some extra improvement, okay? And I have a lot of things like that. I don't think anyone will ever be fully done growing, and I think that's so cool, because it's like, we're always gonna have room to improve, always, forever, and so it's like, you're not trying to get to this point, it's the climb. Dude, I listened to The Climb the other day, and I haven't listened to that song in a few years, but whenever I heard it, I literally cried. I was like, yes, okay, you know what, like, this shit is so much realer now, like, it is about the climb, and I was just like, hell fucking yeah, yes, yes to that. And anyway, but that's just how I feel, and I just feel like it's so beautiful. And on that note, after confrontation, okay, now I want to talk, and how I've been passive in past relationships, okay, now I want to talk about reconnecting. Dun, dun, dun. That feels really crazy, because I feel like reconnecting is also something that is typically talked about in a negative way, whether that's, like, going back to your ex, or going back to an old friend who, like, you had a bad falling out with, or yeah, anything like that. And I just want to say, like, I don't think I feel that way at all, because over all the years of my life, in this moment, I wonder what everyone I've ever met is doing. I wonder how they feel, like, you know? And so, also, all of these people ever have had an impact on me and made me into who I am. And so all these relationships that have had, like, falling out, which sounds like so dramatic, but it's like, I feel like leaving a relationship, you can leave the door open. Sometimes it is a hard close, but I feel like, I don't know, I don't feel like I have any hard closes that I'm like, fuck you, never again. Like, I have definitely boundaries, and I have some people where I'm like, okay, like, you know, well, actually, I feel this way about anyone who I've lost connection with. I'm open to having a new relationship, and whatever it is, I think let's both admit we could have done differently. We could have done better, probably. We would do differently now. And yeah, be able to reconnect, because I think, like, especially people, like, I've had falling out with, like, friends after years. And, like, now I'm not having a lot of drama and a lot of, like, falling off relationships, but every once in a while I do. And I just feel like, you know, it teaches you how people work through situations. And yeah, I just feel like I'm the way that, like, in the moment, sometimes, yes, I do need to take a step back. I do need a break from this. I need time to think. I need time to reevaluate. I need time to, like, you know, really reflect on this, check in with myself, check in with our relationship, what's happening here. And yeah, then I can kind of decide. And I just feel like the step back that I'm in, I don't have any, like, poor feelings about really anyone. Like, I've had people that are not my favorite people, and I'm just like, you know, okay. But I don't know, like, I just feel like if I was best friends with someone at some point, or, like, I felt like they were, like, kind of my primary people or person, I just feel like, yeah, I feel like everyone that has been that for me the past, like, 5 years has a really big heart, and I love them. Like, that's what I want. And it's like, I just feel like there was so many beautiful things about all of our relationships. And so it's like, this one issue was not great that caused us to, like, fall off. But if there was, like, months or years that we had so much good, and this was just one little thing, or obviously a big thing in the moment, but now that I've taken a step back, I feel like I really reevaluated, and I have, like, a handful of people. Like, I have a lot of people that I want to reconnect with, just because I'm like, dude, like, what is up, my dude? Because I don't know, like, I feel like my best friends have always shifted my entire life, aside from Jalen. But it's like, I'll have, like, other people that I'm best friends with at certain times. Like, maybe they're my coworker, maybe they're this or that, and I'm just, like, around them the most, and then I want to be around them the most. And so, yeah, I think that changes, and I just feel like I'm like, I guess we could go through, like, some of the people. Like, I had this one best friend, and we had, there was four of us in a friend group, but then me and one best friend had, like, the biggest falling out, but then I ended up stopping being friends with one of them, like, another one of them, and so it was, like, we were kind of split two and two, but then I became really best friends with that one. And yeah, it's just, like, at this point, I feel like we've all kind of reconnected and, like, just are distant friends, but it's, like, you know what, like, yeah, let's just say that situation we could have done differently, we would do differently now. And I feel like, yeah, that's all that matters, just that growth is happening, just because it's like, yeah, in all of these relationships, I know that I have been passive, every single one of them, literally up to this day, all the relationships in, I'm a little bit passive. I'm a lot better than I used to be, but, excuse me, I'm still fucking passive. So, I don't know, I just feel like, you know, recognizing, having some self-awareness, and on both ends. I can't speak for anyone else what they, like, would do differently, but I just feel like that's what I would do. And so it's like, these best friends and friends, yeah, I've kind of reconnected with them, but I'm like, you know what, I really want to know, like, how they're doing. Like, I want to, like, really reconnect, like, not just, like, here and there, because we've reconnected to, like, yeah, here and there, but I want to reconnect to, like, I'm really here. Like, I don't know, like, not, we don't have to be best friends and hang out every day. Like, I just want to, like, you know, be on solid ass fucking terms, like, community. I want it to be able to be there for each other, because I think that's what's important in life. I think, you know, we should all be taking care of each other and just having our community. And I think, you know, the more people you have in your community, the better. And I don't mean quantity over quality. I mean, quality can be quantity. I think there's a lot of people. And as long as you're open to having any relationship with anyone, like, there's the fucking possibilities are endless. Are you joking? And God, it's just so beautiful. Like, love is so beautiful. I love it. But anyway, and so it's like, there's, yeah, so I have those friends. And so that's like four people that I could really have true relationships with. And it's like, we have true relationships. I just, like, I don't know. I want more real relationships. Like, I just want more, like, because these friends, it's like, we'll text every once in a while and, like, kind of check in. But it's like, no, I want to be able to, like, if you're going through something or if I'm going through something, or, like, there's just, like, I don't know, something on our mind, or just even something we want to get off our chest. And it's like, yeah, you have your primary people, but I think it's good to have a lot of different people for different perspectives. I mean, not a lot, a lot. This really sounds like I'm saying quantity over quality, and that's really not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I know I've met a lot of really good people who I think I would still benefit from their perspective. And, you know, obviously relationships are deposit and withdrawal. And so it's like, obviously me and these people were in relationship with each other for a while. And so it's like, we were both getting something out of that. Let's just say, like, you know, yeah, have self-awareness and, yeah, recognize that we would do it differently now. And I just feel like, yeah, it's worth moving on, because, yeah, and it's like, all of these doors are open. There is people, like, that the door is closed, and it's just like, you know, I don't ever want to be that close to you again. But these people, it's like, I just feel like the future is always better. And so, whatever happens, like, whatever, okay, whatever did occur, obviously it was good for a long time before it got rotten. And so it's like, okay, yeah, let's scoop that rotten out, and the good times will be good, baby. I don't know. I just feel like that. I don't know. I'm like, I, you know, I don't really know if anyone else is going to feel this way. Just because I feel like a lot of people in my life are kind of like, you wronged me. Like, I don't know, just kind of not, well, yeah, like, hold a grudge, like, really hold that, like, fuck you. And I think sometimes that's necessary, and sometimes that's good. And, like, me, like, these are all people from, like, years ago. And, well, I don't know. I have one relationship that's, like, I don't know, probably, like, 7 months ago, that was just kind of, like, took me by surprise, but, like, we were only super close for, like, a few months, so it was, like, I don't really know, like, that was our first, like, kind of conflict ever, and, yeah, it just went south. But it's, like, I feel like now we've had space from that, and we can just kind of be, like, wow, okay, and we could have done differently, and, like, you know, what, I don't know, just see if it's worth reconnecting, because I feel like it is, because it's, like, these people changed my life so much in the time that we were good. And so it's like, yeah, I think that's cool. I feel like I've met a lot of fucking awesome people in my life. And so after we've, I don't know, because it's like, now these people, all my current relationships, it's like, we're, I'm practicing super open communication and not being passive. So I just want to say everything as it comes to me, and just see where it is, because that is going to help our relationship so much. We're going to be connecting more every single time we talk. It's going to be super present. I know I already said this, but I need to say it again. And it's like, it's just going to kind of take that. There's not going to be a chance to build resentment. It's only a chance of growth. And yeah, so it's like, I just feel like, yeah, I have let the resentment build and I've not said things, and it's lost me a lot of relationships that were pretty fucking awesome. And it's like, if anyone has a door closed on me, like, that is so fine. That is so fine. Like, valid. But also, I just feel like, you know, my heart is telling me, you know, we're all growing. We're all gonna fuck up. And, like, the good outweighs the bad. Like, I don't know. I just really feel like that. And I just feel like I could forgive any and everyone in some ways. Obviously, I'm not saying fully, and I don't want the same relationship that we ever had at all. I just think, you know, it would just be cool to reconnect and also connect. I want to meet new people, of course, forever, but I just feel like connection is, yeah, my whole purpose of life. And so it's like, if I just want to, yeah, hear from everyone ever, like, I don't know. I just don't want to close the door off on really anything. I have, I don't know. Like, I have two relationships that are pretty, like, confusing to me. I don't know. You know what? Actually, that's a lie. I just feel like, okay, my relationship with men, that I would say is probably the most closed off thing in my life. Just because, I've had a lot of shitty shit things happen in relationships with men. And so, yeah, that's definitely the area. Well, I did not think I was going to say this, but I guess we fucking go in here. But that is definitely, like, something that I also need to work on, just because I feel like I've kind of just been, like, fuck every man ever. Like, man eater, like, to the fucking core. Like, I don't know. And so, that sucks. And I want to be better on that. I really haven't been taking any baby steps, but you know what? I'm gonna, try, okay? And that's all I got, because, yeah, I don't know. And also, like, I would say the only man in my life, I have my brother and I have my stepdad, so boys, and then I have a boy coworker. Just one. And what other boys? Oh, Jalen's boyfriend. And yeah, that's pretty much all the guys in my life. I don't really have a lot of men in my life, but it's like, these guys, I think, are they're helping. I feel like I'm trying to have open, which my brother, like, no, my brother is like my sister, like, we, no, 10 out of 10. Like, I just feel like Brody, like, there ain't no other man like him. Like, he is just, like, I don't know, the opposite of any man that I've ever met. And so, yeah, obviously there's that. And then my stepdad, like, I don't know, like, that's a good relationship, but also, like, it's not a super deep relationship. And I feel like that's still, like, yeah, also something that I want to work on, because I love him and he's a really fucking kick-ass person. But I don't know, like, yeah, I just don't really know how to be in relationship with boys at all. And yeah, I don't know, but it's like, I mean, we're close. Like, I definitely love him. He loves me. Like, there's love there, and, like, obviously we'd be there for each other. Like, we're family, but we just don't really have, like, a personal relationship, really. And then, who else? Okay, so I said, bam, bam. My coworker, no, zero relationship. Like, I hardly talk to him. But it's, like, also, I work pretty individually. Like, we don't really need to talk. But, like, yeah, I've never, like, gone out of my way to talk to this person or anything like that. I don't know. And then, who else? Oh, Noah. We have a good relationship, and you know what, honestly, yeah, I would say that has an influence on me, because I feel like I see a lot on the inside of Jalen and Noah's relationship, and so it's like, I yeah, whenever like some anything happens, like I can just kind of like watch Noah, and like I feel like Noah has like a growth mindset and like wants to be better. And so I feel like he has been handling situations like pretty good for the most part. Like obviously I'm always on Jalen's side, duh, but like I don't know, like I feel like they're not trying, like we don't have to pick sides. Like they both like will just sit there and kind of talk about whatever. And honestly, thanks guys, because I want the scoop. I want to know every detail of your relationship. So sorry, like I just gotta know, like there's no boundaries here. And yeah, so it's like, and I see how he treats Jalen, and I feel like, you know what, I can definitely say like this is like probably one of the healthiest relationships that I've ever like witnessed. I feel like obviously they have things they can improve on always, forever, everyone does. But I feel like, yeah, I feel like definitely one of the healthiest relationships I've ever seen. And so it's really cool. And yeah, maybe it is helping me hate men less. I don't really know. I hope so. I feel like so now that I'm thinking about it. So yeah, I feel like that's good. Any other men in my life? God, I don't know. There's one that pops in my life every once in a while, but we'll get into that later, whatever. But anyway, so that's my relationship with men. And yeah, obviously, if a man approaches me ever, I just like, yeah, The other day, a guy tried to shake my hand and introduce himself, and then I fist bumped him, and I kept dancing. I mean, we were at a rave, so it was like, I don't like, he was talking to my friend. And then she's like, oh, that's my friend Brittany. And I was just like, oh, hey. And yeah, he tried to shake my hand. I fist bumped him. And then I put my sunglasses on and I kept dancing, which, you know what? Kind of an asshole. Kind of an asshole thing to do. But, you know, honestly, like, I feel like it's a little bit excusable. Like, I'm at a rave. I just want to fucking dance, bitch. And like, I said, hi. What else do you need from me? But yeah, I could see how that is like, I'm kind of an asshole for that. And I want to be better, but. Oh God, I don't know what it, I just hate men. Like anytime a man talks to me, I'm just like, okay, no, shut up. Like I don't know. Like I just feel like I, this is bad. This is unhealthy, and I'm aware. But I just want to say I have probably tried a thousand different. I probably met a thousand different boys in my life, and you know what? Every single one of them just made me realize more. Like no, it is like not what I fucking want. Oh, anyway. And which, okay, you know, I've had some other men in my life. Like, I've had a lot of like teachers who I felt like were really like good men, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I didn't know them personally at all, but the influence, like, our teacher student, like, interactions, I guess, were good. I don't know. And so it's like, oh, like, they were sweet, but they were like, sweet old men, you know? Like, I don't really feel like I've met any guy my age that I would want to sit and have a conversation with for more than 5 minutes. And except for my brother, but that's why I'm like, my brother's like my fucking sister, because we'll talk about any and everything. Like, we're like, I don't know. I just feel like most men are like, I don't know. I don't want to make a generalization. And you know what? I'm not trying to be a fucking asshole. I'm just trying to be really fucking honest. And I know this is bad, and I do want to work on it. And I'm sorry for all the men, because I've just put all the men in one box and said, fuck you. And you know what? I'm trying to reverse that. I'm trying to like be a little more open to that. I'm working on that. I'm trying. And yeah, so I'm like the last, I did hang out with a boy. Let's see. The last boy I hung out with was probably like a year ago around this time, like maybe a little like in March or something. It's the beginning of February, so like I don't know, I feel like it was the beginning of last year, and it was super random. I hung out with this old man because I was like, I hate men my age, and I have stopped talking to men my age long before that, except for one. I still have one that I hold on to. But anyway, yeah, it was just like, I fucking hate every guy my age. And so I changed my age range to like 45 or something on Hinge, and I found this 40-year-old, and he was sexy. And so, yeah, we decided we were gonna hang out. And we hung out once and we were like, what the fuck? Like, this is so weird. And then it was like kind of, it was fun just because of like how funny it was to me. I don't know what his experience was, but I thought it was so fucking funny. And then we hung out again. And yeah, we hung out for a little bit. And then I was like, oh, actually, I gotta go. We gotta, damn, no. This ain't not fun, no, mom. And so yeah, then that fell off. And then before that, the last boy I hung out with before that was probably, so if that was in like this time last year, it would have been the year before that, around my birthday in July. And that was like a horrible experience. And yeah, no, I hated that. And then before that, I couldn't tell you the last time I hung out with a boy. Probably like another 6 months or something. Because, and all of these happen because all my friends get in relationship or like go on these dates and meet these guys and blah blah blah. And so every once in a while I'm like, fuck, I have to do that. And so I'll download dating apps and I'll look and I'll go on like a date or I don't know. I used to go on like a few dates. Now the past like 10 times I've just gone on one date. And that's all it's taken. And I'm just like, yeah, like this is why I don't fucking do this. Like, God, this is so horrible. And oh my God, I'm a liar. There was this one guy that came and met me and my friends at the bar. So we didn't go on a date, but I was like, yeah, you can come hang out with me and my friends. And yeah, it was horrible. He literally showed up waste. Oh my God, yeah. Let me just talk about this guy. So this was, I don't know when it was, honestly, like months and months ago for sure, like, but maybe under a year. And anyway, like, oh, I got on fucking Facebook dating because one of my friends was like, oh yeah, like I met my boyfriend and like he's so good, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, oh my God, okay, like, fuck, I never tried Facebook dating. And so I got it and I was talking to this one guy and like, I'm not good at texting like that. And so I would take like days to respond. And then I went camping and, oh, okay, so this was in like August. Was it? Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. So yeah, like 6 months ago. And yeah, so I went camping and so I wasn't texting him while I was camping. And then I came back and I was like, oh hey, like sorry, blah blah blah. And then we ended up talking like that whole day pretty much. Like we were texting back and forth a lot of times. And we were just talking about like, you know, what's kind of happening in our life, like some like things that we want to do or whatever. And like, I don't know, I mean, he said he wanted to write a book and I was like, oh fuck, like that's cool. Honestly, that was what sold me. I was like, I've never heard a man say they want to write a book. Like this seems like, you know, like there's some like, I don't know, I feel like writing a book is fucking cool as shit. I want to write a book, you know, I wanted to write a book, but then I got tired of writing, so now I'm podcasting. And you know what, yeah, I feel like I'm writing a book. I mean, I am fucking writing and talking are equivalent, so you know what, this is my fucking book, bitch. And anyway, so he said he wanted to write a book and I was like, oh my God, like that's really cool. Like so yeah, I was like, he invited me to coming out with him and his friend and I was like, oh, I'm with my friend right now, like if you wanted to bring your friend, like you could come hang out with us, like we're gonna go drink later. And then that was just gonna be me and one of my friends and him and one of his friends, but then we also brought our other two friends. So there was four of us girls and two of them, and we were like, they were trying to come to the house before and we were like, no, like just meet us there, like what the fuck. And anyway, so we're like, okay, we're gonna go. And then we sit there and they're like, okay, we're on the way, and it's like a 30-minute drive. And then he gets there and we see them and he's like, oh, I'm in like a blah blah blah, like he said like a blue shirt or something, or no, he said a black shirt and it was like navy blue, and I was like, that is not him because that is literally not black, like what the fuck. And then like, yeah, I was texting him back and forth and like I kept seeing him check his phone every time, and so we were like, that's him, that's him. And then I was like, oh my God, no, I don't want, like, not because he was ugly, he was cute, but I don't know, I was just like, oh God, like I don't want to do this, I don't want him to come. And then they finally found us, and so they come and sit with us. And they just start talking, and he asked me what I did for work, like five times. Like literally, I'm not even joking, like five times. Because we're sitting there and he's like, "Oh my God, I'm so drunk. Like I drank like five beers on the way here. I'm wasted." And like his, yeah, he smelled like fucking beer. Ew. Okay. And in a nasty way. Sometimes beer could be like, actually, no, it's not. I don't like the smell of beer. But whatever. Anyway, I was like, ew. And then, yeah, he was like, "Guess how drunk I am? Like, guess how drunk I am?" And I'm like, "Dude, I don't care. Shut up." And then, yeah, he kept on asking me what I do for work. And I was just like, "Dude, like, go away from me, please." And it was super annoying because I told myself before, I was like, if I don't like this, I'm just gonna say I have to go. But I don't know, I couldn't do that. And so, yeah, we just kept listening. And then him and his friend were talking, and they were talking about how they got in this fight. And he's like, "Oh my God, yeah." And then, like, he kicked him, and then he blah, 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 and then he blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, "Oh, and then he kicked him in the nuts." And I was like, "Oh, cheap shot. Like, oh, like, that's a, like, cop out, like, blah, blah, blah." And yeah, then they were like, "It's not a cop out, blah, blah, blah." And they're like getting like, oh God, I don't, that behavior was not for me. I did not like that at all. And so I was just like, okay, like, you know, we're gonna go out to the like bars. And they're like, "Can we come? Can we come?" And I was like, I guess. And then once we got to the bars, oh, here's what happened. I ran into one of my other friends, and she was like, "Oh my God, come in the bathroom. I have to tell you something." And so we went in the bathroom, and we were like talking real quick so we could hear each other. And then, yeah, I got separated from him. And then I was like, "Oh, we're leaving, actually. We're gonna go home." And then we did. And yeah. Never talk. Oh, and then he was texting me, and he was like, "Thanks for letting us hang out with y'all." And that was the last time we ever spoke. Because, like, that is like, bitch, what? Like, what the fuck was that? I don't know. And so, yeah, that was my last experience with a man out in the wild. And yeah, that is a reminder. This is why I don't do this. Anyway, so yeah, that's how my relationship with men is. But you know what? I want to be better. I want to work on it. And you know what? I'm just like, that's what's going to happen is I'm not just ever going to go. No, I'm never gonna go try to meet a man because I know that I'm not gonna like that. But like maybe one day I'll meet a cool man and I'll just be like nice and that can be that. Like, I don't know, like I can just like, yeah, I don't know, meet a man that I don't hate that's like cool. Wow, the standards. But anyway, now let's talk about my relationship with women. Bam. I don't know. I don't think I'm gay. I don't feel like gay resonates with me, okay? I just feel like I like queer. It feels open and it's just saying, you know what? Not just the men because that is obviously just not my thing. And I'm not saying I'm like maybe I will date a man again or something. I don't know. But at this point, like I just feel like the relationships that I have with women have been so much deeper and so much more like intimate and just like more love. Like, I just feel like we really connect. And like, I don't really know if I want to fuck. Like, I feel like sex is not really what I'm looking for right now. And so it's like, I mean, I would fuck a girl, yeah, but like, I don't know. I just feel like that's not. I'm not looking for a specific gender to connect with. I just want connection. Like, so I'm not looking for like anything physical or like, I'm not, that's not what I'm worried about. I want to know your heart. I don't care what, like, yeah, whatever's happening on the outside of you. I want to know what's happening on the inside of you. And so, yeah, if I, and yeah, right now, all my best friends, all the girls in my life, like we're friends, we connected, and like that's great for me. It's all platonic, completely everyone everywhere platonic, but it's like these are the truest relationships that I've ever had. Like we're so honest and open, and I feel like respected, I guess. Oh God, sorry, but yeah, I don't know. So it's like I don't really know what my sexuality is. So, I just like to say queer if I get asked, but I don't really like to get asked because I don't know. Like, oh my God, one time this girl asked me, I was at this party and like we're all sitting in like a circle, it was like a small party, and this girl was like, "Brittany, what's your sexuality?" And I was just like, "I don't know, girl, I don't know, nothing." And it was super embarrassing, so now I feel like I have to have an answer, so queer is my answer. But like if you really ask me, I would just say like, "I don't know, dude, I don't fucking know." God. But so that's my relationship with sexuality. But anyway, my relationship with women is very healthy. Like I work with all girls pretty much. All my best friends are girls. My household, my mom and Brianna, like, and Brody. Okay? Brody's my girl, okay? But anyway, so yeah, I would just say that's kind of where I'm at with that. And what else do I want to talk about? Oh my God, that was all my points that I had. I had confrontation, unhealthy habits, current relationships, and then my relationship with women and men. And yeah, I covered all of that fucking shit. I feel so fulfilled right now in my, well, not super fulfilled. I still want more relationships just because I don't know. I think it would be fun to have a significant other in a sense that's like, just, I just mean a primary person. And like, platonic is like, I guess, kind of ideal, but I want to be a mutual, I want a mutual primary person. Like, I want to be their primary person too. Like, I think that would be cool. So it's like, obviously, we're private, by primary person, I just mean like, you know, that's the person you go to for anything. Like, whenever you have like, I don't know, something crazy happen, like that's who you want to call, that's who you want to tell, like at the end of the day, that's who you want to hang out with. And yeah, I don't know, I feel like, I don't know, yeah, I don't know, I'll have like different, sometimes I feel like different people are my primary person, but I don't know, I don't really ever feel like I'm theirs. Dark turn. But it's like, because it's like my mom, I would say my mom, like a lot of the time I would consider her my primary person, but like she's a busy girl, like she has everyone, like she's so many people's primary person. And so yeah, like that's a little difficult sometimes. And then like I don't know, sometimes it's Jalen, but like Jalen and Noah are each other's like current primary person. And so, but I don't know, I feel like we're a primary person in a different way, like I don't know. But I would say Cheyenne is like kind of my most like current, I guess, primary person. Like I feel like we're usually together and hanging out and whatever. Like I feel like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm her primary person. I think so. But I'm like, shit, fuck, I don't know. But definitely right now, I feel like we're super duper close right now. But yeah, like we'll probably hang out later. I haven't talked to her today, but I feel like, yeah, we'll probably hang out later because why not? But anyway, and yeah, I don't know. This just feels so true. And it's like I had another great group of friends that I took a step back from like a couple years ago. And I, this is a certain group, I'm like, this is weird because if they ever hear this, like, and we haven't talked, it would just be weird, I feel like. But I have this group of friends, and like I had a falling out with one of them, and so I just kind of like fell out and like just kind of like, and that person, like I don't feel like they were like super like like they really felt like they needed to take a step back at all. And yeah, so then I just kind of was like made it clear like I needed a break. And yeah, and same thing, like I think I was pretty passive and I let things build up, and so then I just like, yeah, exploded. And no, I didn't explode, I just went completely numb and didn't give a fuck. And then I was like, here's why I don't give a fuck, like I don't know. And yeah, and so, but it's like that person, like we've talked a few times since then, but it's been like small talk, we haven't talked about any of those, we haven't said, you know, we could have done better, we could have done different. And that's all I want out of that. Like, I feel like this person, yeah, like in the small talk, obviously, we talked to each other and hung out a couple times, but whatever. And so it's like this whole friend group, it's like, I feel like the relationships that we had before that one little slip was pretty healthy. I think it was pretty good. I feel like I definitely needed a step back, even though it happened in an unfortunate way. I think that it was good because I feel like the dynamic of these relationships was a little unhealthy with the whole friend group. And so I just needed to take a step back. I needed to reevaluate everything. I needed to, honestly, I needed to be in relationship with myself more. And I feel like these people just kind of, like, I don't know, they were just my primary people. And so I didn't really, like, have, I don't know, they just had, like, a huge influence on me, which, like, was not their fault, like, not in any, like, I don't know, nothing intentional or malicious. I just feel like for myself, like the way that I saw these people, like, yeah, it just had more of an influence on me. And like now it's like I just have a lot more of a self now, because this is the thing. Whenever I had this falling out with this person, it was such a deep heartbreak. Like, it hurt so bad. And after feeling like this, I was like, I just cannot feel like this again. And it's like there's probably been 4 relationships, 4 heartbreaks that have, like, gutted me like that. And every time it's a little bit better, but it's like, okay, so the first time, I wanted to kill myself, and yeah, it was, like, really, really bad. And so that was the first time that I ever felt this sort of heartbreak, and, like, it was overwhelming. Like, I thought that I couldn't handle it. Like, I thought I wasn't gonna survive it. And so yeah, I didn't know, I just, like, I don't even know how I made it through, but somehow I did. And then the second time this happened, I leaned on my mom. The first time I was kind of alone. Like, I had Jalen, but, like, I didn't really, like, I don't know, like, I suffered in silence a lot, I feel like. And so then the second time I leaned on my mom and Jalen, and, like, that was, like, super cool, super great. And then the third one, the same thing, but the third one was, like, really bad because at the time, like, that was, like, well, I guess all the times these were my primary people at the time, but I don't know, that one, like, really hurt me at, like, my grown-up self, I guess. And I was just like, holy fuck, like, this is, like, I wasn't fighting for my survival at that one, but I was definitely, like, fighting for, like, a reason to live, I guess. Like, God, this is super dark. I'm so sorry. I did not mean for, like, I don't know. But anyway, and so it was just, like, I really, like, just lost myself completely in them. I had no sense of self. And so I was like, okay, I can't do that. And so I thought I wasn't doing that. But then I, like, kind of got into this other super, like, deep relationship with someone else. And yeah, then I was like, fuck, I didn't even realize that I lost myself in them until now. And so yeah, then I was just like, holy fuck, like, the issue with all of this is, yes, I'm passive, but I also, like, didn't have a sense of self. Like, I put everything, I gave myself, like, completely to these people. And so it was like, anything they said, I believed. Whatever they told me I were or wasn't, I believed. However they treated me, like, that's what I believed. And yeah, so after that one, I was like, holy fuck, like, that's whenever I read Untamed by Glennon Doyle. And yeah, it just changed my life. And I just feel like I've learned so much about myself and spent so much time with myself and, like, really built a self. Like, now I have a self. Crazy. And so it's like all the relationships I'm in right now, I feel, like, very whole, because it's like, okay, I can't, like, I have a self. So I can confront. I do deserve to feel good in this relationship. Like, I do deserve better than, like, just, like, whatever you, not better than whatever you say. Because, like, I feel like all these, everyone I'm talking about right now has taught me a lot of things in a lot of ways. But it's like, I just want to take what you say, put it inside me, and say, does that feel good or does that not feel good? Or how do I feel about that? And, like, really take it, rather than just, like, taking every single word you say is, like, the Bible. Like, I don't know, I just, yeah, feel like I have a self now, and so I can just really, like, yeah, I don't know, feel, like, worthy of something. This is so sad. And I feel really sad for that girl. I feel a lot healthier now and a lot better because I do have a cell. And I'm still working on it, and I will forever be. But it's a lot more than I've ever had. And so that's why I just feel like the relationships I have are so true right now. And that's also why I want to reconnect, because it's like I feel like I've done the growing that I needed to do that I was lacking in this specific relationship with these specific people. And yeah, I feel like, I just needed to take a step back and I'm ready. And I feel like all the doors are open for that. I feel like they were like, I don't think anyone is like, fuck you, bitch. And like, if you are, like, that's okay. Like, if that relationship cannot be reopened, that is great. Because, yeah, I feel that way about some people too. But I don't know. I don't really think that's the case for the people that I am trying to reconnect with. And it's not everyone. There's a lot of people. Any of those guys I went on a date with, absolutely no intention of reconnecting with them. Zero. But I had these one people that were in my life for like years. And then, yeah, we just had a little fallout. But it's like, I feel like, you know what? I think that, yeah, the good outweighs the bad. And yeah, I think these are people that I would want in my life long term. And it's like, I feel like they're kind of in my life. Like, we're all on social media and like, I don't know. Yeah. Online, I guess we're cool, but I want to be cool in person, okay? And yeah. And then, like I said, nothing's going to go back to the way it is. I think the future has to be better. So whatever comes next will be better. That's so fucking cool. Why would you not want to reconnect? Well, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like that one is like more like controversial. Like, I feel like that is what people are going to have the most to say about you. You people, tell me, call me. I wish I could give out my phone number, but I just feel like that's not a good idea, because whenever I'm rich and famous and everyone has my phone number, then I would have to change it. And then there would be no option for reconnection because no one would have my phone number. Because one time I decided I was gonna change my phone number. I don't know why. I don't know why I wanted to do that, but I was committed to that. And I changed it, and now I'm sad because I'm like, dude, that's scary. Like, what if someone tries to call me and they're looking for me on my old phone number and they can't find me? Which, I mean, I guess you could just look me up on Facebook, still got the same name. Oh my God. But then people get married and their last name changes. I'm not changing my last name. Like, that's a whole nother conversation. But I don't know. I'm just scared that someone's gonna be looking for me and they can't find me. Or I'm gonna be looking for someone and I can't find them. Like, phone numbers are important. So I can't give you my phone number because then I would have to change it again. But maybe I get a burner and then y'all can call me on there. No. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, but if you know me and you're listening to this, then just text me. Text me your thoughts. Text me. I don't know. Let's reconnect. No, I don't know. Whatever. That would be cool. Imagine like all these random people in my life. Maybe what if the people that I've been talking about are like, oh my God, I've been feeling the same way. No, they wouldn't find my podcast. I had one of my FBI agent friends try to find my podcast, and she couldn't. She couldn't. So that's cool. That ain't attached to my name, baby. You ain't gonna find me. Anyway, I gotta go. So. I love you. Bye. I'm glad I was able. Oh, wait. Before I say I love you, bye, I just want to say, you know what? We got off to a little bit of a rough start, but you know what? I think we're ending on a really good note. I feel remotivated. I'm ending on a good note, if nothing else. Because you know what? Now maybe I'll film or I'll record the other one, the deeper level. Bow. I don't know. Okay. Now I'm leaving. I love you. Bye.